The Senate defied a presidential veto threat today. It passed an intelligence bill with a provision that would effectively ban the torture of detainees. Contrary to what the White House wanted, the measure would prohibit all interrogation techniques except those permitted by the Army Field Manual. Proponents say this will keep the CIA from using methods like waterboarding or simulated drowning. The president's allies on Capitol Hill argue the bill could shut down a valuable intelligence program. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
The debate that preceded the Senate's 51-45 vote today was similar to one it had 2 years ago. At that time, former prisoner of war John McCain argued that torture is never justified. The result was the Detainee Treatment Act, which requires that U.S. military interrogations stick to the Army Field Manual. At the insistence of the White House, the CIA was exempted. But McCain is now a presidential contender seeking conservative support. Despite being at the Capitol today, he made no floor speeches. Instead, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein made the case for having the Army Field Manual be the sole standard for all interrogations.
The question is whether the United States should continue to go to the dark side, down the road of torture, and continue to allow the CIA and other intelligence agencies to practice or outsource state-sanctioned torture.
Just last week, CIA Director General Michael Hayden told Congress his agency had subjected three al-Qaeda suspects to waterboarding. That practice is widely considered torture, but the White House insisted no law had been broken. Kit Bond, the intelligence panel's top Republican, also defended the CIA's methods.
Let's be clear. We're not talking about any cruel, inhuman, degrading, or torture techniques. They're different from what's published in the Army Field Manual, and that's the only reason they are effective. I regret that the measure before us has this ban that would shut down the most valuable source of information that our intelligence community has.
Bond also revealed that other suspected terrorists had been subjected to the CIA's so-called enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yes, the CIA, on a couple or three dozen somewhere in there, may have used enhanced interrogation techniques. Almost 10,000 valuable pieces of information have come from the CIA's program. We are safer in the United States because we have disrupted plots from Fort Dix to Lackawanna to Chicago to Torrance, California, across this nation, because of good intelligence.
That view stands sharply at odds with what Intelligence Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller said he learned in extensive briefings by the CIA.
I have not heard, nor have I seen any evidence that supports the intelligence community's claim that using enhanced interrogation techniques is the only way to obtain this type of intelligence.
Rockefeller argued that this effort by Congress to clamp down on interrogation techniques will only enhance the nation's security.
We must uphold those standards that differentiate us from the terrorists that we are fighting. If our government continues to use secret interrogation techniques that many are convinced constitute torture, America's standing in the world will continue to be down even more. And every time it goes down, there are more people who sign up to do us harm.
In the end, Senator McCain joined most of his fellow Republicans and voted against the bill banning torture. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.